producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bat tumble.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
I noticed you didn't laugh. Is that because of the heckler?
What?
Oh, there, I got you to laugh. Yeah.
Rick, I was in one of your seminars at the Psychotronic Conference outside of Chicago. And you got this guy just wouldn't give up. He was from the audience, and it was so nice how, you know, you were gentle with him, and he wouldn't give up, and you had to put him down, and it was so nicely done. Well, same thing kind of happened to me at the prepper show over the weekend, and so I had this heckler who asked me about, you know, wanted to talk about the debt. And he was spouting off these numbers, and he was getting everybody confused. And he decided he wanted to switch to gold and talk about gold. And I explained to him about the manipulation of gold and silver and how Bob Chapman described the manipulation of the markets. And this guy just wouldn't give up. What he really wanted, I think, was just he wanted to be in my spot at the front. But he was in the back of the room yelling over everybody. And within like a minute or two, maybe 2 minutes, a couple guys in the front just stood up and started telling him to be quiet because they did not want to hear him. And I thought, well, geez, you know, if this continues any longer, the cops outside are going to be in. They're going to draw their guns. You know, it's just not going to be good. So I finally had to tell him that he had to leave, and he didn't want to leave.
you're going to have to call me back. The static is so bad, even Grace can't understand.
Okay. All right.
We
well,
have a really bad connection.
Okay, John, would you disconnect and John will call.
So I'm going to sign off
right
and have him call me back.
Yes, yeah, sounds great. So here we have a problem with the audio on Rick's end, and he's going to be reconnected. John, our engineer, is going to make that happen. So Rick is on the West Coast. I'm in Missouri, and we were talking about the Preparedness Expo over the weekend. It was a really, really great event. I had a lot of fun. Matt Stein was there, and he was talking about 400 Chernobyls, and he was talking about nuclear power and how precariously we are perched with nuclear power, and should the grid go down, the cooling system for the nuclear reactors will go down. Is that Rick? Are you there?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay. And I was saying how Matt was talking about the nuclear reactors and the grid going down, how serious of a problem that is. And you were talking about how to think, and you're talking about extinction events, weren't you? Did I lose Rick?
What's that?
Okay. And so you were at this prepper event, and Matt was there. And, you know, one of the things that we decided to do was have a dinner. So we were you and Matt Stein and Joe Acapenti and Mike Parsons and Storm and Norman Cantwell. We were all going to go to dinner. And we invited, the seminar participants, the expo participants to come with us. And I've been promoting that we were going to do that for a couple of weeks on the air. And nobody came. Just us. So
I know it was a really good dinner, though, and it was nice to spend time with you and Matt. I really enjoyed that part. I didn't care much for Kansas City. The last time I was there, I was a pallbearer for Chuck Walters, I think about 10 years ago. And it just was, it's like all the trees are dying, just like here. Chemtrails were so bad, I came home sick.
Yeah, you know, I think Rick, well, I've decided that I don't want to fly. I really don't want to fly. And there's an event that I was thinking about going to this weekend, but it's, you know, it's going to be about 6 hours to 8 hours in the truck. And I don't know if I can go or not. But I certainly don't want to travel much anymore. I don't want to go through the gauntlets. I don't want to be corralled by the police. I don't want to be locked down wherever I am. And I just don't enjoy it anymore. I don't enjoy being on the roads and having these. Well, there's so many people who are careless with their vehicles. I don't like it. For example, on the way home, Mike Parsons and I were in our truck, and you know we're going the speed limit. And there are trucks with trailers, and I'm talking about pickup trucks with trailers with stuff. There was a guy that was going to a barbecue. It looks like a barbecue competition because there are a whole bunch of these barbecue trailers that were passing us, and they had, you know, logs in the back and like one little bungee cord holding a 20 pieces of split wood on the back there. And, you know, one bump and off they come, and it caused like a massive chain reaction collision on the highways. It's just nuts how people are willing to risk the lives of other people through their carelessness. And these guys were flying down the road like they were late. They were late for a barbecue, you know, competition. I mean, really, do they really have to go 80 miles an hour with a trailer, you know, a barbecue trailer behind them? Do they really have to do that? It seems to me like it's not necessary. Why are we in such a hurry? And at the same time that they're doing that, they're on their cell phones talking. So it's one hand on the wheel, paying attention to their cell phones, and pulling the trailer, weaving in and out of traffic. I mean, they must be better at driving than I am, because I certainly don't want to do that. I want to pay attention to the cars all around me and the trucks all around me. But that's not what we saw. We saw people just behaving recklessly behind the wheel. Totally unacceptable. And I attribute that to the ever-increasing me-first society. What do you think, Rick?
I don't know. I can't hardly hear you.
How about now?
Such a bad connection. I can't believe it.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's try reconnecting at the break.
Okay, you bet.
But I can hear you just fine, Rick. So what?
Oh, it must be either my phone or the service out here. I don't know.
Okay. Well, it could be your phone. So, Rick, can you share with us the highlights of the expo from your perspective? What did you learn from those whom were in your seminar classes?
I think that there's a lot of younger people coming to the gun shows and the prepper part. And everybody that I met gets it and is deeply concerned right now about, you know, the fact that something's going on and nobody's telling anybody what it is.
Well, I certainly have to agree with that. I've hardly met anyone who is not concerned. It seems like they really don't know what it is, but they're really worried about lots of things, and stress levels are higher than they've been in a long time. But I was mentioning that you and Matt and Mike Parsons and Joe Acapenti and I all went to dinner, and no one seemed to have the time to join us. And I didn't understand that, Rick. Tell you an interesting story. I was at the table next to you, Matt Stein's table. So you were to my left as I was behind the table with Matt's books. And a guy came over, and he was looking at Matt's books. And I said, hi. The author's not here. He's in a seminar right over there, just right through the lobby, and he's right over there. And he's giving a seminar, and it's absolutely free. And if if you'd like one of these books, he will sign them for you, but he'll be back in about an hour and 15 minutes. He's in a seminar until then. And if you'd like to hear and ask questions about this, about these books, when technology fails, when disaster strikes, he's right there. And you can join him. It's absolutely free. And the kind of responses I got, well, you know, maybe later. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. Here's a guy who could have attended Matt's seminar for absolutely free and didn't seem to have the time. And another guy came by, same thing happened. I don't understand. I don't understand how someone could not want to meet an author and ask those questions that you can't get asked or answered other places. How is that possible? So, Ricky, still there?
Yes, I am, but I'm going to wait for a better connection because I can't even understand what you're saying at all.
Oh, okay. Well, you're missing some really good dialogue. You're missing some really good dialogue.
Yeah,
okay.
The usual, so, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So let me ask you, can you give a recap of the Prepper Show from your perspective in the next couple of minutes?
Sure. What would you like me to say about it?
Well,
it was bigger than Springfield by double, probably. Half the people there were younger than I've ever seen, like little kids with their parents. And they were all buying loot. So the money was there. I just don't... we had a tremendous turnout for the workshop. There were five people. They didn't promote it right. They're going to try it again. And Matt and I went ahead and did the workshop anyway because there were really good people there, and it was nice to meet them. They had driven or flown quite a ways just to do the workshop. So, you know, it was a good deal that way. I sold probably $1,000 worth of books, so it was a good show that way. The Holiday Inn was Holiday Inn, you know, was like pretty much the same as it ever was.
Well, I stayed with Matt and Mike Parsons. Matt's
yeah, you wouldn't sleep with me because you said I snore.
All right, Rick, we'll reconnect with you right after, right during this break. We'll reconnect, and let's see if we can get a better connection. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. I'm Vincent Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. this will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to DollarDownfall.com. Again, that's DollarDownfall.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, Rick, I think we've got a better connection right now.
Yeah.
I wanted to share something with you in this short segment. Back in the 1960s, 1970s, headlights used to be round. You know, no matter what vehicle you had, whether it were an imported vehicle or a domestic vehicle, the headlights were the same. They were round, and you could buy them for 99 cents. And these were sealed beam headlights, and they would last a long time. Well, today, and I have my old 1968 American Motors AMX. I think it might have one of the two original headlights from when it was manufactured. We have some other vehicles here that have the original seal beams, and they probably went up to $1.99, $2.99, maybe $3.99. Well, you compare that to today's headlights in cars, and they're made out of plastic, and you can get them for a couple hundred dollars. And what's happening is the plastic on these headlights discolors, and it becomes cloudy. I mean, really, really cloudy, like a tan color, and the light doesn't come through them. And I'm wondering how we think that this is an improvement. We used to have really good lights that would stay focused, and they would work perfectly. Now we have these plastic headlights that leak. So something happens to them during the ownership or use of the vehicle. They leak water, and then you have to replace them. So we used to have a really good headlight, really good, very inexpensive, and anybody could replace them. Now we have these complicated headlights that are made out of plastic that discolor, and so they have these refinishing kits that you can buy and kind of restore your plastic lenses. We're going backwards, and I'm wondering, what is it that's causing this plastic to discolor? Is it the ultraviolet? Is it the radiation in the air? What is causing this? You know what I'm talking about, Rick? You see all these headlights that are discolored?
Centers is what it's called. Lattice defects from the light that's being used. I think we're getting a stronger, longer wavelength, more in the ultraviolet And I think it's just having havoc on all plastic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your rag tops, you know, when I had a sports car, you'd always have to change the top every so many years because the window, the plastic window, would get so dark you couldn't see out of it.
Right, right.
That's a color center. That's lattice defects in the plastic. And it's because of long ultraviolet, and I think that's what's happening. I think we have more long ultraviolet happening.
We have a car here in our garage that has a hard top, and it has a convertible top. And I don't take the hard top off because the last thing I want to do is have to replace the rag top because of the discoloration of the plastic. So we just keep the hard top on, and it's the kind of thing that two people can lift this hard top off, maybe three really. You lift the hard top off, you press a button, and then the hydraulics lift it up, and then you then remove it from the car, and then you hit another button, and the rag top comes on. But the last thing I want to do is have to replace that, so we just don't use it. And that's a concern, and I do remember that, you know, the MGs used to have their rag top windows go opaque, and it was an expensive proposition back then. I mean, you know, in the 1980s, you'd be looking at $500 to replace the rag top. I can't imagine what it'd be today, probably a few thousand dollars. So, Rick, since yesterday, we did a blast off. And let me just read this headline. This is in the Daily Mail. U.S. East Coast sky glows red, green, blue after NASA launches a sounding rocket to study ionosphere. NASA launched a Black Brant sounding rocket from Virginia just after 7 p.m. This evening, and the rocket released barium and strontium into the atmosphere, causing colorful clouds to form in the sky. This will help NASA study the Earth's magnetic field impacts planets' ionosphere 60 miles above the ground. And they say that this launch also tested a new rocket motor that could help future rockets become cheaper and lighter. Then they talk about how nice it is to see these colorful the colorful skies, and you can see the, you know, the red, and you can see the green, and you can see the blue, and isn't that neat? It's like a fireworks display, and people are just thinking that this is a wonderful thing. I think it's immoral to do these kinds of things. I really do, because what are the effects on we, the villagers who breathe the air? And what goes up comes down. Let's talk about that when we come back.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Rick, you mentioned this silvery type substance that you noticed outside. What's all that about? Can you describe that?
I have no idea. It's all over the ground. I've seen it. Yeah, I mean, even Grace, once you see it, then you can't miss it. It's everywhere. It fell out of the sky when I came back from Kansas City. So it's new.
How do you feel after flying so many hours on a plane? Do you feel the same as before you started flying? Because if I go out to eat, I don't feel right anymore. And how about you?
Yes, there's no question that something awful is happening to the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And why they're allowing it to happen and nobody's accountable for it is the creepy part of it. I'm going what's that?
Well, I think if I were to just spray something on, you know, if I lived in a neighborhood and I sprayed my neighbors, or if I just, you know, took some can, let's say it was just a can of water, and I just sprayed it, and I just sprayed it onto, you know, so it would blow onto their front yard, I have a feeling they'd be furious with me. I have a feeling that they'd be so furious that they'd call 911 and say, you know, my neighbor's spraying something. And then I think the cops would come, and I think it'd be terrible. But that's just water. So why is it that this is allowed? And I'll tell you what, it's unacceptable to me.
Somebody is cutting corners for profit, I think.
Uh-huh.
This looks like fly ash. I can't prove it. I don't have a lab. I'm hoping that I can get a sample and get it studied. I don't know what it is. It's I'm going to be speaking on the 16th in Ashland on the 8 different forms of chemtrails that have so far been identified. There are 8 different kinds of trails. When you look up in the sky, they're different. I haven't seen a normal cloud in so long. I don't know what it all means. It's unfortunate. I miss clouds. Most people don't even remember what a real cloud looks like.
Well, I was talking to a young person, and we had a normal occurrence of the sky, and I said, "Take a look at this," and it was an anomaly because it was the way the sky used to be in the 60s, and I said, "That's what it was like when I was growing up. That's what it looked like. Those are normal clouds," and it was so rare. I took that opportunity to describe it and show it that this is the way it used to be. And Rick, now it's so common that the entire sky is just hazy from horizon to horizon to horizon to horizon. Any way you look, it's just this hazy sky with no clouds, just hazy, a dusky blue color. So you want to talk about these chemtrail types, these 8 types? You want to share that with us?
Not today. That's what I'm researching so I can talk about it. I did a post on it about 2 weeks ago on Facebook. I didn't study it, but now I'm going to have to talk about it, so I'm going to have to vet it up. I'm not prepared to do it. I can tell you at least 4 of them. One of them is Monsanto, you know, that has for aluminum-resistant plants. You know, the thing that bothers me so much about Monsanto is that there was an article that came out yesterday that absolutely confirmed that Monsanto knew that Roundup was toxic when they first invented it. This whole runaround was already well known. And why they allowed it to happen, it's all about money.
You know, I was talking with Dr. Norman Shealy yesterday about a man that I know. I've known him for years. And he has a farm near us, and his farm is immaculately manicured. And a lot of us have these barbed wire fences. So we have a steel post every, let's say, 8 to 10 feet, and we have 4 or 5 strands of barbed wire. And what happens is they're hard to mow under. And these little saplings start growing, and then pretty soon you have trees on the fence line, and it becomes a real problem. Well, to prevent that, some farmers will spray underneath their fences, and they will spray with a herbicide like Roundup. No, so they'll just take a four-wheeler, and they'll hop on a four-wheeler and have a tank with this insecticide spray, and they'll ride along the fence line, and they'll just spray the ground underneath the lowest strand of barbed wire. And what happens is the wind will blow some of that spray on the farmer. And a lot of farmers wear short sleeves, so they get it on their arms. They get it on their pants. They get it on their shirts. They get it in their face, and they breathe it. And this particular man whom I was talking with, is having all kinds of health problems, all kinds of serious health problems. And I asked him if he found a correlation there with the insecticide, well, the insecticides that he sprays plus the herbicides that he sprays, and his health problems. And he really never thought about it. He said, well, you end up breathing it. Yeah, you do. You breathe it. I try really hard to avoid all those kinds of things, like avoid spraying Roundup, avoid spraying insecticides. And I mentioned to Dr. Shuley also that we have a neighbor who sprays insecticide mixed with diesel fuel on his cows to kill the flies. And there's no way you can prevent breathing that insecticide unless you wear a hazmat suit and a respirator. There's no way you can avoid getting that in your lungs. It's impossible. And that's what farmers are doing. And if you look, farmers seem to age pretty quickly. They really do. Have you seen that, Rick?
Yes. It's a hard life. You know, a farmer has to put up wood, has to do animal husbandry. You know, it's a hard life. It's a different way of being. So, and I'm surprised that he didn't at least dial in the toxicity. That's just stupid.
Well, it says right on the label how dangerous this stuff is.
Yeah, used to do that because it wasn't considered dangerous early on.
Right. Right. Do we have any crop dusters that are still alive? You know, from DDT?
Yeah, the Great Gatsby. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, it's serious. And if you extrapolate this out, let me just give a simple example of how dangerous this is. There is one of our instructors is a man who drills wells. He drills wells. He has the equipment to drill these deep wells in the Ozark Mountains. He also has a crew that drills these holes. And we were talking about groundwater contamination. And so there was this neighborhood next to an orchard, and everything was good. They had a community well. They all shared this water, and everything was good. And this man established an orchard, and as the trees grew, he would spray the orchard. Next season, he'd spray the orchard. He'd spray the orchard, and then all of a sudden, the groundwater of the next of the neighboring homes became contaminated, undrinkable, polluted from the spraying of the orchard. And it wasn't a big orchard; it was just a small orchard. And if you think about it, we have these holes in the ground that we put some well casing around. And the well casing is supposed to prevent contamination from the surface. But trucks go by and there's vibration in the ground and there are these people who are fracking. Then we have little earthquakes. We have all kinds of ground movement, tractor trailers thumping down the road, trains thumping down the tracks. And all these vibrations add to the potential for contamination of the wells because of the gaps between the soil and the well casing. And that's the kind of thing that's happening. We're killing ourselves. We are literally killing ourselves with our conveniences. And so the water now had to be treated for this particular area or a new well drilled deeper. And in Springfield, the aquifer that's 450 feet below Springfield, Missouri, is not safe for drinking. So they had to go down to the next aquifer, 600 feet below, or 650. That's what we're doing to ourselves all over, Rick. And the problem is, how do we know that the water is bad today when it was good yesterday? How do we know without testing it? So do we have to test each glass, or do we treat all the water, or do we knock this nonsense off, like fracking? How do we need to stop that, don't you think?
That's what we need is a taster. Somebody that drinks it before you do so you can determine whether it's safe or not.
Well, that's a good job for politicians.
I think that's right.
I think that's what they should do. Okay, They should be the official tasters and testers of our food. They should eat the Monsanto products, the irradiated foods. They should do that. Go first. They should go first. Rick, what do you think about that? What do you think about irradiated foods?
I was distracted. Somebody's trying to call me right now, and they're...
Well, what do you think about irradiated foods?
Well, in some cases, it's okay, and in other cases, it will cause cross-linking, where there's actually a chemical change because of the radiation, and then it can become toxic.
Okay, so have we tested this enough? Have we researched this enough to know if the food that's irradiated, that we probably can't even tell, I don't think it's even labeled as irradiated food. Do we know if it's safe? Would you eat it? I think we lost Rick. So, Rick, you there?
Yeah, I am. I'm just being distracted with other phone calls. Sorry about that.
All right. Well, when we come back, can you tell us whether you think irradiated foods are something that we should consider eating or just not? We'll be right back.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What?
Oh
God, you're
take my. When you go to DC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us, and we've been talking about the radiation of our food. And what I've been able to learn is that the radiation damages our food by breaking up molecules, and it creates free radicals, and the free radicals kill some bacteria, but it also damages the vitamins and the enzymes, and then as a result, the pesticides in our food then form new chemicals, which are unique to radiolytic, or they're called unique radiolytic products as a result of the radiation of the food. And it looks like there have been no real tests that have been long-term to determine how safe irradiated foods are. And from my research, the longest study was about 15 weeks. And so no one knows the long-term effects of a diet, including these irradiated foods, such as, you know, meat and vegetables and chicken and fruit.
You know, none of that makes any sense at all, why they haven't at least studied it.
Right.
Doesn't make any sense.
Right. And I thought we had, you know, a government that would, you know, would protect us from these kinds of threats to us. So whatever happened to the Food and Drug Administration? Whatever happened
to
the
FDA.
Or the USDA. Aren't they supposed to be protecting us from? But, you know, just it doesn't seem like it would be something that would be safe to me to expose to our food to radioactivity. And I was talking with a freeze-dry guy. He happened to call me last night, but we talked about this prior to last night, and that the submariners are using or being fed, you know, the best food that that the military can give them. And it used to be freeze-dried food, but now it seems to be replaced with some of it's replaced with irradiated food. And I'd be really, really kind of concerned about that. And by the way, it doesn't mean that it's clean food. It just means it's been irradiated. So you can irradiate food that has been grown in a toxic soup of chemicals. You can irradiate food that's been irrigated with raw sewage. And I talked with a realtor yesterday who was interested in selling one of our instructors a farm, an 80-acre farm. And we were talking about how one of our other instructors has a desire to have running water on the farm. And so I talked with one of our instructors, and he has running water on his farm. And I said, so can you drink it? Well, no. You can't drink it because it has bacteria in it, so you can't drink it, but you can kind of look at it. And it's kind of nice to look at running water, but and I guess you can filter it, sure. But, Rick, you know, as I look around, we have really been a blight on this planet. Man has been a blight on this planet. And I think it's through individual greed. What do you think?
Well, you know, there's no question that there's an extinctive event going on where there's going to be a lot of casualties. There's no question that somebody thinks there's too many people in the world and they're going to do anything and everything they can to change things. I don't know who makes those kinds of decisions. I couldn't do that. And, I mean, it may be true that there are too many people on Earth, but this is crazy. What we're doing now is it's wrong. And I don't have answers, but there doesn't seem to be any accountability for anything. Nobody is saying, you know, stepping forward and saying, yeah, we're doing this.
Rick, when we come back, can we talk about the extinction event? And then get into the university years of Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Can we do that?
Sure.
Okay. Oh, by the way, class, Mike Ma's going to be with us tomorrow. Mike Ma showed up at the house yesterday. There weren't any shots fired. It was a lot of fun. We didn't do any training, but Mike Ma was here, and he'll be with us tomorrow. He's up from Guatemala. Mike Ma, senior USAPrepares.com instructor. 2 hours tomorrow. We'll be right back with Dr. Richard Allen Miller after top of the hour news and commercial announcements.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to 7 amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring 7 secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5, 3, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.